Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the weekly conversation. Some of you people, like Mueller, might have to hear this show very slow to comprehend. I want to get into that waste of a taxpayer circus yesterday, because you should be outraged at probably how many millions, and that thing yesterday was a sham, a waste. Oh, wow. It remember when Trump won and all those Hillary supporters that were guaranteed she would win? You know, the left is now crying again because that circus failed. The dreams of impeaching Trump are gone. Now, where is going to be, I don't know, the apology? Joel Scarborough has come out saying that, asking for God's forgiveness because he was a Republican. I never, he was a Democrat and he was a progressive liberal the whole time. I never saw him as a whatever. I'm going to turn in my Republican card. No, you need to turn in your brain because you're a retard. Oh, wow. Wow. Bette Midler is saying that people in the photo of a Trump photo, the background, they're black people and they were paid. I want to get into that because, Lord help us. Fox News audience skyrockets and NBC and MSNBC collapse. Like they care. I just have a feeling that they're going to try to make Fox News a left-leaning, and this, you know, I'll get into that. Manchester United news, so much more, and also some cannabis updates. So thank you for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And Revelation chapter 3 says that we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and He shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I place you open door that no one can shut. And you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name. Think about that, and welcome to the program. I hope you feel a part of. And today, I don't know if anyone saw that circus yesterday. You know, hello, McFly. I can't turn in my homework in your handwriting. I've got to have time to... McFly, hello. I mean, Mueller was a freak. Can you repeat the question again? Okay. The question: who started this investigation? How did it? I mean, basically, I'm not allowed to get into that. I can't discuss this. I can't. Okay. Well, I'll give you the damn answers. Okay, page 96, paragraph 3, section 2, right there. I'll give you the answers. You say that you can't tell me because they're investigating it and it's classified. It's in your report. I mean, Mueller, obviously, Andrew Weiser wrote the report, not Mueller. He didn't know anything. He was a lump. He didn't know anything. Yeah, Andrew Weiser, the guy who was rebuked by the Supreme Court, 9-0. Yeah, that dude. Yeah, he wrote that Mueller report. I mean, if you're going to have someone write a report to try to frame Trump, you think you'd do a better job? But hey, what the heck? That's this world we live in, folks. Don't worry, folks. Democrats have lost an election they rigged. Now they've lost an investigation they rigged. Can anyone tell me what Democrats in office are doing besides hating Trump, going after Trump, and bashing Trump, and They don't care. These Democrats don't care about Trump. You know, if no one is above the law, then why do Democrats support sanctuary cities where illegals are above the law? Explain that one to me. Explain that one to me, because that's something that's huge. It's huge. But people don't care, you know. People don't really, they don't get it. They don't get it. Get into, it's just I don't, but there are people out there that obviously don't get it. They don't, you know, I mean, Joy Bayer even came out today, and she is basically, if you haven't heard this one, this is great, because we love Joy Bayer, because, you know, Republicans are, oh, they hate the veterans, they disrespect veterans, and they're not patriotic, and they lock up children. Yeah, that's coming from, okay, Joy Bayer, where were you in 4 years ago when there was children in these cages under Obama? Where were you, Joy Bayer? Where was the outrage when Glenn Beck was going to every freaking network trying to get people? Look at the problem. And no one cared. Because, well, if it's going to hurt your candidate, you're sure not going to care about him. But if it's going to make the candidate that's in there now look bad, oh, you're going to be all over it. You don't care about anybody in this country but making yourself look good. That's this left media. That's this left politician. And that's what they keep doing. They keep trying to push this race. No one's falling for it. No one's believing, except for a small portion. Like, you have the whole United States, and there's a sector the size of Rhode Island that really believes this narrative, this racist narrative that America is completely divided, to where we have whites and blacks bathrooms, and we're back to the segregation era. There is a link down there. Please comment if you got a comment. Please like or share. Please share the heck out of this. There's a PayPal link if you want to help donate. I got my new flags. And to those of you who are new to this, I'm 44 years old. I have never supported any candidate except for Ronald Reagan. This is the first candidate that I've ever had any political thing from, whether it's a flag or a button or a shirt. I've never been a registered anything. I've always been a libertarian / independent. The closest thing that I got to was when they had that Tea Party thing for a little bit, because we are taxed enough already. But you have that Mueller report yesterday. That dude was like cuckoo for cocoa, but I didn't know anything. Well, I can't get into it. I can't talk about it anywhere. Go to page 97. Paragraph 4, subsection 3, A through B, right there. Here, I'll tell you what you claim you can't tell me. It's in the report. I'll tell you what's in there. Now, if it's not supposed to be, if you're not supposed to talk about it, and it's in the report, is you better find out. Well, since you wrote the report, since you're the, you know, no, you didn't write the report. You're like a kid that forgot to study for an exam and trying to you as the taxpayer should be outraged. You as a taxpayer should be furious that your tax dollars are being wasted on this crap. You as a taxpayer should be outraged when an Iowa taxpayers are paying more than $12,000 to provide translator services for a guy accused of murdering Molly Tibbs, a 20-year-old college kid. $12,000 for a translator. I remember, I'm going to get into this story. This is a great story. But my buddy was in some trouble in Chicago, and they went to the court, and the judge is furious. And he goes, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "These damn Mexicans and translators and da-da-da." He goes, "Here's the deal. If I can prove these people can speak English, will you drop my charges?" He goes, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, if I can prove that these people speak English, will you drop my charges?" He goes, "You got a deal." And he got up there and he started in Spanish, "Pinche puta, you pinche malicón." He started saying all this negative stuff in Spanish, all this like very vulgar racial Mexican stuff at him in Spanish and all this stuff. And this dude goes, "What you effing talking about, enter?" Using the N-word. And when he did that, the judge goes, "Okay, all," he hit his gavel, "all the translators out now." He goes, "Okay, your case is dropped." He goes, "I can get out of here." It's amazing how many Mexicans do know enough English to get by, but they act like they only need translator. I don't know. They try to get away with stuff by acting like they don't know Spanish. I was in a car one time, and this is a true story. I was with, there's an old group. So if you ever heard of the Ramones, there's a group like that in France called Telephone. And they're famous. And I'll listen to their music a lot because it's great. And I was in my car, and I was these, and you hear, and it was like that mariachi type music was going. And I had my music, and I was listening to Telephone, and I heard the Mexicans turn down their music, and they were baffled because they were listening intently to my music that was coming out of my car, and they couldn't understand it, and they were like kind of like furious, like, "What the heck? Like, how can he be playing music in his car that we can't understand?" So it's obviously not Spanish, but they didn't know what it was, and it was like hilarious. But you should be outraged about stuff like this. That thing with Mueller was a circus. It was a circus. I can't talk about that's classified. Well, if you go to page 50, paragraph 3, subsection 2, right there, I'll read the answers to you, buddy. I'll read them. What he should have said was, "If that's classified, sir, then how come it's in this report?" It's bullcrap. It was a botched attempt to try to frame Trump because they got nothing. I think the whole point of this fake report was they were going to try to get enough. Let's get enough to where we can get wiretap, so we can let's make up stuff, so hopefully we can get permission to wiretap them, and we can investigate them, and hopefully through that, we're gonna get them on something. We don't have anything on them, but we're hoping that when we can go through and investigate, we're gonna bring up something. We're gonna be able to pin him on something. And they well, when nothing was coming about, now that we made up this Russia collusion thing, we gotta keep it going because we're not finding anything. We're not able to pull up dirt. Sort of like when that South Park episode with Scientology. They massively, massively went out doing everything they could to try to find any dirt on Trey Parker and Matthew Stone to get them to not air that episode. And even if they would, Trey Parker and Matthew Stone would go bring it. They went to one of the music awards on acid, and they admitted they're cross-dressed. They were dressed up like women on acid. They have no shame. They have no shame. And that's what, you know, that's what I, when you really look down on it, that's what they tried to do. We need to make up something to try to investigate Trump, because we're praying that when we investigate him, we'll find something that we can nail him on. We didn't plan on finding, we don't have anything on him. We're just hoping that maybe if I investigate my wife, I can find something on her. She's done illegally. I'm not going to, but I'm just saying. They were just hoping that maybe when they investigate and they find something, they never, and it's all backfired. And most of, I have Democrats that are like, move on already. Move on. What are you doing? You know what a lot of the black people tell me? It's about time we got a president that's putting, oh yeah, he's the first black president I've heard that is actually talking about the black community, actually doing something for the black community. We had a first, the first black president didn't do anything except for divide us. And that's not coming from me, folks. That's coming from the black community. That's coming from black people. Like in South Chicago, show me a white Tea Party conservative Republican Trump supporter within miles of this place. You have some now because he's doing something for our community. But for 40 years, 50 years, we haven't had that. This has been black Democrat run. And look at it. It's like a third world country. But now you have... one of my favorite artists is Dolly Parton. I love her music. Because she came from nothing, had nothing, and she knows what it's like to have nothing. And she doesn't take for granted that where she came from. And when people have had problems, she stepped up. And guess what? What does she believe? Is she a Republican or a Democrat? I can't tell you. She's an entertainer. She won't tell you. You don't know. But Bette Midler, you know, I saw that photo right there. I guarantee you those people, those blacks are being paid by Trump. Well, Terrence K. Williams, he's waiting for his check because he got a bunch of mail today and there ain't no check in there. Since I'm keeping that racist narrative going, where's my check, you know, because I'm part of the equation somehow because, you know, I can't support anyone but, oh, wait a minute. No, I'm a part of the Peachy Pink Nation. Yeah. I want to thank all my Peachy Pink supporters for the Peachy Pink Nation. Thank you so much, you know, because we can't support, you know, I mean those burnt sienna people, I can't support them because they're not peachy pink. You know, I have to be racist against the maroon skins. I mean, I can't, you know, because not all Indians are red. There's some that are maroon and some that are like a beige, you know. I mean, we're not just one color. But I can tell you one thing, though. We all have varying degrees of skin. But guess what, folks? We all have, I'll cut, anyone want to come onto my show and let me cut them? I'll be glad to, and I'll prove one thing. Y'all have red blood. We're all a child of the one true king. And we need to start acting like it instead of, and that's the one thing that I love him. Because in this society, we're winning. Because when they were trying to push this Black Lives Matter narrative on TV and it wasn't working, what did they do? They took it to the streets. And they're trying to push, they're trying to figure, okay, well, when Bret Midler's doing this stuff and when no one's buying all this crap, when Joy Bayer's coming out saying Republicans are racist and they hate the veterans and they're disrespectful and all, when nothing's working, they don't know what to do. Because they're not here. They're not trying to make your life better. If they really wanted Obamacare to be so great, they would have been like, okay. They would have, you know, if we would have a great replacement for Obamacare if these politicians really cared about it. They don't care. I don't care. They don't. Because 174,000 a year, whether they win, it doesn't matter what I vote for, all I got to do is make sure I get reelected. Because I'm going to get paid if I get reelected. No matter what I do. As long as I get reelected, I cannot do anything in Congress all year long. For 2 years, and I can get reelected. I'm in their paycheck for 2 years. Heck. It's sort of like those horses, you know, that are in the horse race, you know. Well, hey, if he breaks his leg, there's a good chance he's going to be put down and euthanized. Heck, I'll just stay in the back. Who cares? You win. I get across the finish line, last place, injury free. Hey, we all survive. Heck, I'll take what an NBA player gets that sits on the bench. You can pay me that. Do you sit on the bench and do nothing? I'm all for that. I'm all for that. I'm just saying. I mean, they don't care about you. They don't have to use Obamacare. They don't have to abide by half of these rules. Do you think anyone went up to Snoop Dogg when he was smoking weed at the White House and said, hey, you're violating federal law? Did they? No. He talks about smoking pot up in the White House. See, these politicians don't have to abide by the same rules you and I do. They pass whenever they want to. I guarantee you, if you went there and interviewed people after they went to a hearing and voted, what did you just vote on? That's a great bill. What was the bill? What was it about? What were the two issues? Which side do you? They probably couldn't tell you. They probably just went in there really quick and hit the button. Actually, we looked it up, sir, and it didn't recognize your thing because you hit a wrong button. What happened probably is you went in and hit the wrong, because you're in the wrong, the person that you voted for, because we have the cameras, that wasn't you, you hit the button on in the seat for a different person from a different state. That governor from Iowa, you voted for him. And you're a Michigan governor. Good luck, senator, whatever. They won't know what they're voting. They don't care. Hopefully this Mueller circus has woken people up to how useless these people are. We love this government because they do so much for us. Because I was talking to this guy at work today. If, like the post office, if we both start today and I get there at 7 o'clock and you get it at 7:01, I have seniority. No matter how, you could have the biggest waste of space there. If they're there 10 years, they got seniority. They always will because they'll always be there longer than you. But that's the world we live in. This wonderful government that we got to have because it's so great. I tell you, it's just, and if the support for the government is anything but zero, I don't know how anyone can support the government. But you have Joe Scarborough come out. I ask for God's forgiveness. Oh, Lord, forgive me. I was a Republican. Please forgive me. He's probably like, what you smoking? You need to talk to Satan down there. He's your problem. I mean, I'm lost. That's how bad it is. I'm a Republican. No, you were never a Republican, dumbass. You were a conservative, progressive, liberal. Yeah, and what I mean was, you're a progressive liberal, but like on the outside, you tried to have some conservatives make you look like you're deep down, you're a dang liberal progressive socialist, but you wanted to have, just on the outside, enough conservatism just to try to act like, well, I support this. Well, you really, even if you said you supported certain things that conservatives did, deep down, you were just doing that to make MSNBC look like they had, see, we have some conservative, we have some Republican kind of people. Nah. Deep down, I bet you, I put $1 million bet, you gave up your conservative crap a long time ago, buddy, if you had any. See, at least a year ago, you could pretend like you had a conservative bone in your body. Now you basically, but now you can't even, make people pretend. Then you can't even pretend like you have a conservative on your body because, you know, I'm asking God for forgiveness. I just want to sit there and go over there and take like a, okay, we're going to do the ice bucket holy water challenge. And just take like a huge thing of ice water and dump it on them. Okay, you're forgiven. What a retard. I'm sorry. God forgive me because I was someone that supports my Second Amendment rights. I was someone that supports freedom. I was someone that supports this flag so that people won't burn it. You know what happens when the music goes out in Canada during a hockey game of the American National Anthem? You know what the Canadians start doing? They start singing our national anthem. By the dawn's early light. They start singing our national anthem. Our Americans on our own national teams drop the flag, disrespect the flag, spit on it, kneel. You know what Peyton Manning did? You know what some of these people have done? They didn't vote for Obama. But when they got invited to the White House, they didn't have diapers on. No, they're grown men, and they went there. They respected the office. They may not like the man, but they respected it. Well, I know that blacks were paid. No black can support Trump. I'm trying to think who that Hollywood actor who's very, very Democratic, who voted for Trump because he was the first candidate he ever heard talk about the inner cities. And I can't think of his name, but he was huge. And all these blacks will tell you that real blacks, not these ones that like are going to vote for Democrats no matter what. You know, Obama could have killed 5 million people and they'd still support Obama.
Oh, I could see his face.
Yeah, but I can't think of his name. But
you know what other movies or shows he was in?
I can just see his face. I can't.
Okay.
But my point is this notion that, like, oh, you're a black person. Like I said the other day, like they can't think for themselves. Well, Melissa, you're a racist bigot because you don't think that Superman should be black. Well, blacks are that dumb that they can't come up with their own characters, their own stories. They're not you know, do people in this world think that they're blacks are so stupid that they can't come up with their own ideas, their own storylines?
I was just thinking In Living Color, mm-hmm. The bald guy, one of the Waynes, his Superman, I can't remember what he called him. He was just making fun of Superman.
Blank Man?
Yeah. But you're right. Where are we get off saying that they can't think? People in general can think for themselves. It has nothing to do with their skin. They have brains.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Well, if we get people, if we try to make Superman black or Wonder Woman black or Batman and Robin black, then, well, you're racist. No, I heard someone say that one time. I'm like, so you really think blacks are that stupid enough that they can't come up with their own storylines, their own characters, their own whatever? Why don't they do a spoof of Star Wars, but with a ghetto spaceship, you know, have like a lowrider spaceship or do something like funny. I think it'd be hilarious. Yo, what's up, man? Give me a 40. No, man, I had to use it, man, to get this thing to run, man, because it wouldn't take off, man. You know, I think it'd be hilarious to do like a Spaceball spoof, but like a Southside kind of thing, like they do on Comedy Central.
And, you know,
it'd be hilarious.
We're going to pick a color skit. They are black comedians and black movies. We could not copy.
Yeah.
We could not do Friday as good as they did Friday.
Yeah, but then they'd be like, oh, they'd make up something.
What I'm trying to say is, things that we did. I mean, I don't even think Hollywood can come up. I don't care what color What nationality? I don't think they can come up with an original concept. Everything pretty much has been done to death.
Yeah, and they just keep redoing it.
Yeah. I don't care what it is. Dramas. Okay, soap operas, all the same. Dramas. Bad guy. Bad guy does something bad. Good guy comes in and saves the day.
Well, Speed was on a bus. Speed 2 was in a boat. Speed 3 is going to be on a plane.
They're on a Fast and Furious 9 they're making right now.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's just what, but they
none
try
of,
to...
None
but,
of them have an original thought. That's why they just had to remake the movie and just change up the color. And if people don't like it, they're racist.
And that's what,
that's
and then
what
they
the
try to push the race
is.
Cars.
Yeah. That's what the real problem is. They can't come up with an original thought. Doesn't matter what race they are.
But that's what, but that's what they do, though. If you don't agree that Spider-Man should be black, then they call you racist, or Superman should be, then they call you, I'm like, well, and I said, wait a minute, so you think that's so, you think that the bar on blacks is so low that they can't create their own character's own thing? I mean, everything, but they can't, no matter what color skin, there's no creativity in them. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, wherever you are listening, around the world, from Germany to France to Brazil, all over. Thank you, and England. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And, I mean, there's no creativity. I mean, this is how bad it's getting, because, like, MSNBC and CNN and all these networks are tanking, and Fox is going through the roof. And most people, I'm one of those people, I like the independent outlets. I want to be able to read an article and say, nice. Not like read the headline and go, okay, they 110% hate Trump. Yep. Don't even have to read the article. I know it's just going to be, they're going to bash Trump no matter what. I mean, if it was an objective article, I might get further than just reading the headline and knowing that they're, but that's this world we live in. No one cares. And don't forget, by the way, please like and share. Please like and share. And I do have a PayPal link down there to help donate to make this conversation better. Thank you so much. Prayers always, always welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. All of you listening, whenever you are. You know, but that's just, but we have this newer circus. And if you're not outraged, you know, we have illegals that come into this country and then, oh, well, now we have to have a translator. We have to have a translator, so we have to pay all this money for a translator. So I have to spend my money to translate for someone that shouldn't have been here in the first place. But don't worry, folks, because, you know, Kamala Harris has come out saying that the death penalty won't make our country any safer. Oh, so I guess, like, if there's a guy that's a child molester, I guess, you know, we don't want to kill, you know, we don't want to castrate him or do anything. We want to keep him so he can reoffend and reoffend and reoffend. Yeah, we don't want to. How? Yeah, death penalty is not going to, you know. You know, but when you have kids at a Chicago Black Party bashing an ICE agent pinata, okay, if you've done nothing wrong, can someone show me where ICE agents are just going around to law-abiding citizens and rounding them up and taking them south? Please show me that. I want to see that, where they're taking people of any color, any gender, and rounding them up. I got to double check to make sure that my cat's a U.S. citizen. Because, you know, I mean, she's not. I want to make sure she gets all the benefits of being an illegal cat. I mean, you have people, you have a previous supported sex offender and contract killer arrested trying to re-enter the United States. Thank you, Border Patrol. Thank you, Border Patrol Beyond, for making sure that this guy did not. And that's the problem, because Democrats want people like this to get through. They don't want border security. They don't want a wall. They want illegal murderers and sex offenders and rapists and child predators. They want them across the border. They want drugs because they don't care. The reason why they don't care, if a Democrat was in the White House, they would be tight-lipped on all that border crap. They wouldn't say a word about the kids in the cages. They wouldn't care. It's what makes me sick. It's all about, they don't, as long as it's going to hurt Trump, we're all for it. And the more that they waste my tax dollars and my time, and more importantly, the American people's times, the more Trump is just going to walk right into the White House for another 4 years. Because the Democrats don't have a platform. Well, we're going to impeach Trump. I don't care. We're going to impeach him. We don't trust this Mueller report. We want another one. We want another investigation. We need to have time to fake it again. We need to make sure that it's fake. You know, and we screwed up. You know, I guarantee you next time. The next one, I guarantee you, we'll make sure that there's stuff in there that we made up so that Trump gets impeached. Yeah, it's backfiring. People are getting tired of this. There's only a handful of people like, oh, whatever. You know, that, and there probably is 2% of the population that's like, oh, you know, like, oh, Trump's getting away from, again, that Mueller report, he's getting away with it, you know. But a witness saved by armed man who shot alleged robber. Another conceal and carry American who saved a woman from an alleged robber. But you know, I mean, we shouldn't have guns. You know, oh, they want to take away your guns as long as there's provisions so that they are protected by them. It's this whole world is falling apart for the Democrats, and they have no platform. They have nothing. All they're doing is, we hate Trump, we hate Trump, we hate Trump, we hate Trump. And American people are sick of it. And they're like, okay, we got to do something here. Sorry. We got to do something. You know, that's the problem. And these Democrats are just keeping digging a hole with these American working class people. Oh, Ocasio-Cortez, Republicans pursuing torture project on the border. Because people are sick and tired of the same old, same old, same old, same old rhetoric. And what they're doing, I'll tell you what they're doing. They're sick of it. They're like, okay. Sorry, folks. But you know, what is the liberals' agenda today? Impeach Trump. What's it tomorrow? Impeach Trump. What's it the next day? Hate Trump. Impeach Trump. Hate Trump. Impeach. Where is their agenda to help the inner cities? Help the working class? Look at how this country is being turned around, and guess what? You want to know one of the biggest men in this country? Martin Luther King Jr. He did so much for this country. Look at one man that did so much for this world, Jesus Christ. Guess what? Look at another man who is, if you ever saw that movie, Cool Runnings, that's how I feel. They did everything you've asked of them. With all of you laughing in their faces. Look at all Trump is doing with everyone against him. He doesn't have hardly any friends, but he's doing all this stuff. That's the problem. People are tired of this. They are. They're tired. How are you going to help me? A living wage in Indiana is $16. How are you going to help me? What are you doing to help me? I don't care. Not that I trust the government to help me at all. You know, they don't care. They don't care about you. They just want your vote. That's why they flip-flop every time they turn around. That's why they flip-flop every time they turn around to get whatever they want. They don't care about it. You know, and that's the thing that it gets me. I don't know how anyone can support this. How dare we have a wall at the border? Okay, Nancy Pelosi, their wall around your home. One of the craziest things, and this proves my point beyond it, when there's a picture of Bernie Sanders at a rally against, like, we need to take away your right to own a gun. And there's like six people in this photo, all heavily armed, guarding him. Please, you know, I can understand if Nancy Pelosi says, yeah, we need to take away the Second Amendment right, but I don't want to have anyone protecting me. I have, and I will prove to you that the people that protect me only use stun guns and only use pepper spray. I do not want to be protected by guns. And she is adamant, and she can prove 100%. Then I can say, okay, well, now, these people that want my guns taken from me, at least they do not want to have that. They're, you know, at least I can back them up and want, hey, I'm not giving up my gun, but at least you don't want guns and you don't want me to have a gun, but you're making sure that no one else has a gun. You know, at least you're being consistent. You know, if you didn't want a border wall when Obama wanted it, and now you don't want one, then you're consistent. But, you know, because there was a time where I had a video up and like they went around California and they said, like, well, what is Memorial Weekend? And they asked these people, yeah, it's to memorialize all the like surfers that have died, you know. And someone goes, oh, they just went around and got people to say that, you know, they probably interviewed 1,000 people and got like 2 or 3. And I'm like, wow. 20,000 people should be interviewed and no one should be like, what is Memorial Weekend? And that's like what we do is like, you know, we memorialize all the pot smokers, you know, like Cheech and Chong, man. Everyone should be able to answer what Memorial Weekend is. Thanking all the troops. But no one cares. You know, it's, well, they just went around until they found, like, you know, when they asked these college kids, who did we fight to win the Revolutionary War? I'm like, I don't know. They're brainwashed. Like these people that come out and they're like, I can't get into who they are, but I've had people, can you believe that they're legalizing marijuana? They're going it right now in Indiana. Like, I don't want to sit there because they're from that generation where it's dangerous and deadly. And I don't have the time to sit there and say, actually, the fenders of the original Model A's are made from hemp plastic and it's more durable, it's better. Yeah, you know, I'd love to have a car made out of stuff. But, you know, they're just from that era where it's deadly. There is no such thing as any benefit to it. You know, even though it's proving there's more studies that it's actually helping the brain. And it actually is good for you. But like, no matter what, but there's so many people that, you know, you can have 1,000 studies that say cannabis is great, and that there's people that will never support, never believe, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what proof is before them. But someone can say, well, someone can make up some story about a guy that took one hit of a joint and he died. And they'd, you know, well, it was the cannabis, even though, even if he didn't die, it was all made up. But they would believe it just because marijuana is dangerous. It's deadly. I thought one of the Irvin Rosenfeld, who is basically alive because of that drug. I love it because people are waking up and starting to see through the charade of this fake government that does nothing, just like there are about cannabis. And they're trying to keep stuff at bay, and they're trying to make you look bad if you support cannabis, because if it turns out that this stuff is as safe as they say it is, then wait a minute. I remember when I was in high school. Remember, you smoke a joint, that's the equivalent to a carton of unfiltered cigarettes or some bull crap. And that's what always infuriated me, because whenever you ask them, well, does it have medical value? Is it joint? Well, we haven't studied it. I'm not a doctor, nor are you. And we have not studied enough. We don't know enough about it because we haven't studied it enough. Well, if you haven't really studied it enough to know anything, how can you come out and say that, well, it's, you know, if you smoke a joint, it's like 10,000 unfiltered cigarette or whatever the bullcrap they told you. How do you know it's dangerous if you ain't studied it? Oh, they studied it. Because when Robert Randall was found out that, hey, he's getting arrested for something that they know and they have pretty much proven helps glaucoma. Really? They know it? They've been studying it? They've been proving it? And he called them out on it. The problem with me is if a pain med works, then I have an option. Well, they want you on the pharmaceutical, even though cannabis would work. Got my CBD oil. You ever wonder, this is a tasteless, flavorless, odorless CBD oil. Because with the vape pens, they're finding out a lot of the issue is with the glycerols and the flavorants in there. But if you get it clean, nothing but CBD oil, you get all the benefit with none of the harm. So if you ever wonder what this is, that's what this is. This is my medicine. But I want to thank you so much all for tuning in. Don't forget, if you're watching, it's not until the end of the video that I have 50 views or whatever. So like, whatever, what can you do? You can do sad, you can laugh, you can like, you can love, whatever. Don't forget to like and share this video. Please share the heck out of this video. I'm going to share this right now. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to get into now some English Premier League news. And the United Stand is talking about kind of what I'm going to get into, because I've been kind of vocal on there, because I've been very vocal, and he hasn't mentioned my name, but I've been very vocal, and I've said this when it comes to United. Transfer window, got about 2 weeks left. Where are we at, folks? What if we only get Wan-Bissaka and Daniel James? Those are the only two transfers. If we start tanking and start doing bad in December, I will be outraged if they get rid of Ollie when they don't give him any players. But guess what? Here's the thing, and this has been brought up, because there's talk that we might be in for Harry Maguire, Bruno Fernandes, and all this stuff, and who knows. But there's a lot of talk that, hey, look at how many years of dominance we had under Alex Ferguson, and the owners are trying to ride that dominance as long as they can to try to milk as much money as they can out of the club with popularity, and then cash in and sell the club. That infuriates me. Oh, we want you to be, we're going to be an Arsenal. We're just going to keep the club good enough just to get maybe fourth. We're just not stay relevant, but not spend money to try to compete or dominate or win anything. Well, then sell it. Sell the club. Give it to someone that wants, give it to someone that's going to say, okay, look, I'd rather be bankrupt and dominate and fighting for first and second every year than, okay, we got millions. You know, when we're spending as much as some in the lower tier of the Premier League and in the League Cup, you know, when Newcastle United is spending almost as much as we are, and we're a $1 million club, something's, you know, and how can you be, I mean, what would have happened if Jose Mourinho would have gotten the players he wanted? Sometimes I wonder if he kept Fellaini just as like a F you, like, okay, well, you're not going to give me the players you want, then I'm going to make sure that I play Fellaini all the time, and we're just going to... And you got to ask yourself that. Do you, as a Manchester United fan, I'll always be a fan. I don't care if we're relocated. I don't care. I'll always be a fan of United. But I'm infuriated when you have owners that seem like they're putting profit over the club. Instead of being a dominant club, it's going to do something. We're just going to sit back, and the club's just going to kind of, bye-bye. You know, as long as we're fourth or fifth, whatever, you know, as long as every couple of years we're in the Champions League, we're okay with that. We don't care. We just want to try to milk as much more. We want to try to milk the Alex Ferguson out and get as much money as we can. And that's what, I don't want that. Because if Ollie's not going to be given the players that he wants, then how can you blame him? If he's stuck with Deadwood that the club won't get rid of because they don't want to spend money because they're trying to milk as much out of the club as they can so that they can cash in. And if I was someone that's wanting to fight, I'd be like, okay, well, since the club really isn't that good and hasn't done that much, yeah, you know, Alex Ferguson's gone, so this really isn't that good of a club anymore, so I don't want to pay. And I would try to chew them on this. I'd try to, okay, well, good luck, because I don't know. I mean, you gotta look at it from our point. The last 3 or 4 years, they've been in the Amadeo Cup, you know. I mean, you know, I gotta look at their record in the last 5 or 6 years. Alex Ferguson's gone, man. They've tanked. So, like a player, if he wants to leave and dominate and go somewhere and be a big dominant player, you know, if Pogba's going to have to dominate and do some massive things if he doesn't get taken this year, because if he says, well, if they don't want to get rid of me, then I'm just going to tank so that the club goes to heck, well, Who's going to want a player that's not good? Why would Real Madrid want him? Why would Zidane want him if he's not playing to his potential? He's going to want to dominate to do it right. He's going to want to impress those people so that, hey, when maybe someone will put a bid. And that's what, and what if at the last minute Real Madrid put a bid? Will United get rid of him? And if, let's say, we get rid of Lukaku and Pogba, who would come in? Who's going to come in? I just don't see anyone else coming or going in this transfer window. I really don't. I see every player we have there, even though Pogba has been adamant he wants to leave, I don't see anyone leaving the club, and I don't see anyone else coming in. If we get Bruno Fernandes, I'd probably have a heart attack. If we get Harry Maguire, I'd have a heart attack. I don't see that happening. I honestly think, and I'm accepting the fact that we've got Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka, and I've said that back when they're like, oh, but there's credible reports, this from the Sun, he has come out, and he has, Nicola Costa from the Sun, he has said this, that, you know, Manchester United are getting Bruno Fernandes, they just got to work out the little bitty details, when we were supposedly getting Gareth Bale, and they were one step away from getting in that helicopter and picking him up, and he chose Real Madrid. You know, I just don't see anyone else coming in. And If we get somebody, yeah, we beat Tottenham 2-1 today, but still, you know, I mean, it's great, but I don't see anyone coming or going. And if people try to get Ali out when he wasn't given, we needed about 5 or 6 players in and 3 or 4 out minimum. And we've gotten 2 in and no one gone. We've got Alexis Sanchez, which is the biggest waste of space, getting paid 10 times. There are players that are working every game, playing on the pitch every game, and they're making a quarter of what he's playing. He's paid, and he's sitting on the bench doing that. He's not even sitting on the bench half the time. And it's infuriating. Okay, wait a minute here. It's bullcrap. Why should I try on the pitch when he's making 3 times what I'm making, and he's not even on the pitch? He's sitting at home playing FIFA 2019 on his Xbox One X. Some Taco Bell. I'm just saying. It's just, I mean, and it is. And I think, honestly, when we boil this down, I honestly think the owners are trying to get as much money out of the club as they can, and then they're going to sell it. And as a buyer, I'd be like, well, look at the last couple years, man. The last 6 years, the club's been kind of horrible, so I don't really want to know. Hey, the club is way devalued. No. No, man, no. you're like about... You need to cut that price in half, pal. Man, you know, I mean, if you had won like 2 or 3 league titles in the last 6 years, I'm like, yeah, that's a valid price. But, you know, see, you're expecting me to buy on a name that is not a name anymore because it's not as good. I mean, Datsuns, man, they used to be great. I know it's not a car, but Datsuns used to be a great thing. You know, but now you don't even hear, they don't even exist. I mean, I know a lot of people that...
Oldsmobile is a great car.
Well, look at Indian. I've heard people say that if you're going to buy an Indian motorcycle, you want one of the old ones, like from the 40s, or 100 times better. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And I hope this program wakes you up and you see through the charade that the government tries to portray on you. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.